Dear brother and sister, once again, good morning. Did you understand all the reading that you have heard today? Yes or no? Maybe you didn't listen well, no, to the reading today. Are you sleeping? So please be patient with my poor English, huh? Because I haven't used English for these last 5 years. Because I studied theology in Colombia. So I learned and used only Spanish in these last 5 years. So I feel more comfortable now to speak Spanish than English. So do you understand Spanish? Yes? So please be patient, huh? Please. Today is the last Sunday of just year, which is always celebrated as the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, the King. It reminds us that everything comes from God, through Jesus, who is King and Lord of all. In it, we celebrate that Jesus Christ, the one we worship, the one who, with the Father, created all things, and who is our truly and certain hope. However, we may wonder that what was Jesus' idea of kingship? His idea of kingship was not of the world, as mentioned in the gospel today. Firstly, it was not in terms of territory. It was not about the conquest of lands, but of hearts and minds. He had come to win over our minds and hearts to the gospel values of the kingdom, which is of peace, love, joy, and justice. In other words, the kingdom that Jesus came to establish is concerned with values and virtues that transcend time and space. It's not material, physical, territorial, but rather is primarily spiritual. Secondly, his kingship was to serve justice and truth. Jesus told Pilate, "I was born for this. I came into the world for this, to be a witness to the truth. And all who are on the side of truth, listen to my voice." Jesus came to lead the people to his Father by helping us to confront the truth about ourselves and the sin that holds us in bondage. In speaking the truth, he suffered misunderstanding, oppositions, and ridicule. This is the price of leadership. It seemed to us that no leader wants to be unpopular. But if one wants to be a good leader, one must follow Jesus and seek to work for the good of all, in love and truth. This means that a good leader must be one who is honest and has the great integrity in doing the right thing, upholding justice and truth for all. He has no self-interest except the interest of the people he serves. This requires that he is clear of the truth and is honest with himself. This explains why, when there is a conflict of interest, a leader must step aside so that he would not be embroiled in making decisions that are bent toward his interest. Therefore, transparency and objectivity is necessary in serving the truth. Thirdly, his kingship was not about being served, but of service to the people. To be a king is to be a servant leader, as Jesus told his disciples. You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and their great ones are tyrants over them. It will not be so among you, but whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant, and whoever wishes to be the first among you must be your slave, just as the Son of Man came not to be saved, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. And finally, the power of his kingship lay not in domination through force, but love and mercy. It is he who is coming on the clouds. Everyone will see him, even those who pierce him, and all the races of the earth will mourn over him. The throne of Jesus will not be the throne of kings, but the cross. On the cross, he will enthroned as the crucified Lamb of God, that brought salvation to the whole world. In the symbol of God's unconditional forgiveness, indeed, Jesus loved us and has washed away our sins with his blood by his death on the cross. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, as the human beings, we experience that none of us is alone in the world except by our own choosing. And even then, if we choose to be alone, we are still related in various ways. The challenge of the solemnity of Christ the King is inviting us to belong to Jesus because he is our true mirror to help us to see more clearly ourselves. He who comes not only to testify to the truth, but he himself is the truth. As Jesus used to say, I am the way, the truth, and the life. In addition, belonging to Jesus does not cut us off from belonging to others, but gives direction to that belonging. As we heard in the gospel today, everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice. So Jesus really invited each of us to reflect on this day. Do we accept this kind of kinship of Jesus in our life? To listen to the voice of God is properly means to listen to our own conscience. So dear brothers and sisters, we are also invited to reflect our examen of the conscience daily. And to listen, through that way we may listen to the word of God, that we may respond to his will rather than our will.